Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten, how are you today?
I'm okay.
Okay, that's great.
I'm ready to transport you from a lovely post-rain Auckland,
yes,
into a deep, cavernous, smoky, crowded, seedy nightclub.
Oh, I'm so ready to go.
Let's
there.
Go.
We've missed those spaces. Truly, we
That's
have.
Right.
We're kind of traveling through time as well a little bit here. You're taking us to maybe a time gone past, perhaps.
That's right. Sort of World War II-ish France. And there's a woman singing with a microphone, and she has a sparkly dress on and gloves up to her elbows. And you can't quite tell whether she's 20 or 55.
So we're talking chanteuse this morning. What is chanteuse?
Chanteuse, you're pronouncing it correctly. I've been saying it the American way. I'm going to try to say it the correct way.
What is the American way?
Chanteuse.
Chanteuse. Chanteuse.
Okay, chanteuse. Chanteuse. So this is a weird one because it literally only means, you know, a woman singer. Or they use the word songstress, which is terrible.
It's very dramatic.
What is a man singer? A songer. But it's also a Spotify playlist that's popular. And so, you know, looking it up, I had this sort of OG stereotype of it as, like, literally a French woman singer. And it can mean that as well. So it actually is sort of the sort of pictorial word that means many things to many people, so it can be a little confusing because I was seeing playlists that had, you know, Adele and Taylor Swift in there.
Oh,
I know.
Women singers.
That's right. So it can mean that. But yeah, I wanted to take back to sort of my stereotype of the word. And so this first singer we've got is Barbara, and I'm going to.
Quand ceux qui vont s'en vont aller, quand le dernier jour s'est levé dans la lumière blonde, quand ceux qui vont s'en vont aller pour toujours et à tout jamais sous la terre profonde, quand la lumière s'est voilée, quand ceux que nous avons aimés vont fermer leurs paupières, si rien ne leur est épargné, oh que du moins soit exaucé.
I mean, this is just stunning, isn't it?
Yeah, so you have to picture, she's got sort of short pixie cut hair, big eyes, all dressed in black, and sings melancholy songs of lost love. So this is 1970.
So she is actually who I would think of maybe most when I think of chanteuse, because she was part of that group of French musicians like Jacques Brel and that lot.
Absolutely, and she's literally connected to him, you know, through, you know, working together and stuff like that. So absolutely, and so this is what I think of, and you could have a chanteuse playlist that was all the sort of thing, very French. And then the other thing they'll call her genre is chanson, which
chanson
just means song, but it goes back to classical times, meaning a lyrical-driven songs, I guess, as opposed to instrumental orchestral music. So, but you know, one little twist that to figure out that if it's chanson is the title is the first line she's singing. You know, instead of like a chorus.
Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of like a poem, but they'll just use the first line.
On leur laisse choisir au moins le pays, fut-il lointain de leur heure dernière. Qu'ils aillent donc coucher leur corde sous les ciels pourpres et or, au-delà des frontières. Ou qu'ils s'endorment dans leur.
I think when I think of chanson and when I think of chanteuse as well, it's all about like love and longing, but actually also for artists like Barbara and Jacques Brel and that kind of crew, it was political as well. Like a lot of their music had like either a patriotism or some sort of political standpoint, whether that was like overt or maybe a subtext, which is an interesting thing. It's very French, very, very French.
Well, that's right. I mean, even, you know, that sort of swinging 60s sort of sexual revolution was political, you know, because it was rebelling against conservatism.
Yeah.
And I think it still goes back to that World War II, you know, the queer community in clubs surviving, you know, through partying.
Yeah.
You know, that so even sometimes what appears to be shallowness is still a political, you know, act of assertion.
We're getting a lot of Edith Piaf texts, of course. She's the queen. She's the queen of it.
Yes. But I didn't want it to only be her, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted us to, you know, that she inspired this whole movement of icons.
Many a strong eyebrow, I have to say, in this genre as well.
Well, no, the idea is you take them off put them in.
Yeah, exactly. I had a French teacher at high school who had shaved off her eyebrows and drawn them back on. Very Edith Piaf vibes.
Oh, I love that.
She was terrifying as well. She used to, like, literally march around the classroom doing declensions, and I was like, it was very intense.
Good way
doing
to learn them.
Pardon?
Like, you know, verb declensions, like just chanting.
I'm sorry. I've never heard that. Let's say that again.
Like,
I just declensioned up here. Okay.
We've digressed. This is stunning. This is Barbara, or Barbara. We have also got a little bit of German influence going on.
Yes, yeah. Was ich auch getan, was ich auch gesagt, glaube nicht ein Wort, denk nicht mehr daran,
oft sagt man im Streit. Marlene Dietrich, I mean, amazing icon.
Please go away. So. Mein Herz ganz dein eigen sein,
denn ich liebe dich, lieb nur dich. So Marlene, how does she come into this?
Well, she's actually quite affected trying to sound like this. And she worked with, like, Burt Bacharach to create this. But she was an actress and singer in the 30s and 40s in Germany and Paris. And then during the war, you sort of defected to the U.S. Oh, my gosh, her life has so many fabulous lovers. George Bernard Shaw, John Wayne, Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
So... yeah, and so she's called a chanson singer as well, and she just sort of lived it in this length, but yeah, kind of helped bring it into the 60s, you know, as still being sort of, you know, not frozen in time.
So she sort of took it from the war into the post-war.
Yeah, and sort of pre-war to the war, yeah, and sort of kept this going as a type of thing / music / entertainment.
Another great set of eyebrows as well.
And cheekbones.
She's an amazing person. Like, you can spend hours just, like, doing a Google on her.
Oh, absolutely.
A spy? An actress? She's fantastic. So, again, though, we're hearing, like, a play on a very famous song. A very famous sort of song that Edith Piaf has done as well. It does always kind of circle back in a way to this love longing life.
Yeah, so it does have history. So yes, it's any woman singer, but you can add this, you know, length of place and purpose, I guess. Deine Sehnsucht
still.
I mean, I can't imagine for a night out having this really pump me up, but you know, each to their own.
I think this is end of the night music. This is crying into your gin music.
That's right, and going home alone.
It's interesting though, because as you say, like, this is her, like, I guess she's performing the chanteuse role almost here.
Yes.
Like, it's not, she's not Edith Piaf. Edith Piaf was herself and sort of spawned this, I guess, identity. But Marlene was an actress, and she is, I guess, taking something she's recognized and performing it, which I think is very interesting.
Well, yeah, and even, you know, her earlier acting parts were scandalous because she would always play, like, the sexy bad woman. Now this one's kind of weird, too, because... So this is, again, icon Billie Holiday. We'll have to listen to the first few lines.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud.
Oh, Billy.
I feel like this is a weird use of the word too, because absolutely she's a chanteuse, and you get the sparkly dress and the performance, you know, but she's also so much more than that too. Like, is it a limiting term?
Mm.
But, you know, because she's also, you know, jazz and and, you know, political.
That's what I find quite interesting, is actually a lot of these artists in their own different ways had very staunch politics behind what they were doing, like especially the three we've played this morning. They are really built into a different community. Maybe they're using this as a tool to, I guess, crack open a bigger conversation.
Then chanteuse becomes almost a sexist term because it's sort of limiting. You know, you're a woman singer. And, you know, it's like, instead of embracing, you know, artistic genius or, you know, some of the other terms that might be better description. So Billie Holiday, African-American, and so added that jazz real improvisation, you know, in her work. That's quite different than the others.
What a voice, honestly. We're getting some texts about Eartha Kitt coming through, a few Eartha Kitt messages.
Yes, that's right.
And someone says New Zealand's got its own chanteuse, Lynn Larkin, an icon, a vision, a legend.
Yeah, so I don't know if you have any furs, satin gloves, the hair up.
You know those long cigarette holders?
That's right.
It is almost faux fur coat weather.
Hey, it's
I have quite a collection.
This could be your new era, Zoe.
Yeah.
Or the 70s one, you know, with the black polo neck, maybe a poncho.
You have to look a little
heavy
bit...
heavy eye makeup.
A little bit more beatnik if you're doing the 70s version.
That's
60s,
right.
70s version.
And...
you got a turtleneck on today. You're halfway there, Zoe.
I am. Yeah, I am.
So... you know, chanteuse is—it's a weird term, you know, and it has history, it has metaphor, it has resonance, but also is it perhaps, you know, kind of this
limiting?
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I mean, we could literally talk about it for hours because there's so much to unpack, particularly because all the things that pull these voices together, there's definitely like thematic links, there's definitely a sound link, a vibe link, but they're all such different artists that in any other sense, do they sit in the same genre? Who knows?
You're right. Yeah, one's chanson, one's jazz, you know, like...
yeah, exactly. Hey, thank you very much, Kirsten, for bringing us chanteuse this morning.
But they're all appropriate at an underground nightclub, so...
oh, very
absolutely.
Much so. The smoky vibe is here to stay. Thank you for that one. Have a fantastic rest of your Friday. We'll see you next week.
Okay, all right.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Someone says,